What I want you to do is let your eyes close down nice and comfortably and begin by taking a few nice, long, slow, deep breaths. Close those eyes down. Relax all the muscles in and around your eyes. And settle yourself back into the most comfy position you can. And I want you to begin to use your imagination. I want you to begin to imagine that you're on a remote desert island. A remote island, a paradise island. Your own utopia. And there's no one else there. There's nothing else man-made in sight. It's just a perfect paradise island. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the beach of this paradise island, just looking around, seeing all the sights, everything that you can imagine that you can see, and everything that you can hear, and all the feelings, the physical feelings of standing there on that beach, perhaps feeling the sun beating down on you, or a slight wind brushing past you. Use all the senses you can to imagine that you're on this remote island. And as you look down towards your feet, you'll find one of those bottles with a message in it. So you pick up that bottle, you read the message, and the message says that you're the first person to ever stand on this island. So it's your job to make this island exactly as you want it to be, to make it into your own personal paradise. So to get started off in making this place into your personal paradise, you're probably going to need some necessities, possibly some luxury items too. So right now you're being given the opportunity to select one item, and it can be any item, anything at all, but just one item to represent each letter of the alphabet. Just something to represent each letter of the alphabet that you can bring to this island. So this is how you're going to begin. In a few moments, you're going to start by quietly thinking of something that you want to have on this island that starts with the letter A. And I want you to get it really clear in your mind. If you can, I want you to picture it, to visualize it, to imagine having it on your island. Noticing how you would use it, or how it would benefit you. Now, if you can't clearly see an image, you could just think of the word itself to represent that letter A, and think about how you would use that item. I want you to focus on what you would bring onto that island. And then once you've chosen that thing to represent letter A, you can slowly move on to something that starts with the letter B. But all the time, I want you to take your time. Of course, if you can think of a lot of things that start with the letter B, I want you to just narrow it down and choose the one thing that you really want to have most on this island. It's important that you take your time, that you concentrate fully on the task that you're being given. So let me explain even more what you'll be doing. In a moment, I want you to restart. I want you to restart to think of the things that you'd like to have on this island, starting with A and B and C and D, right the way through to Z. Naturally, just taking your time through the whole process. And once you begin again with this task, when I tell you to begin, you'll continue this task fully concentrating on it, paying no attention to me or whatever I'm saying, letting my voice just drift into the background. You'll concentrate on choosing these items to represent the letters of the alphabet, right the way through to Z. Now I'll be speaking to you, and you'll be hearing my voice in the background, but not really paying that much attention to it, because I'll be speaking to your subconscious mind, the automatic part. The part that holds all the memories, the emotions, the fears, the hesitations, the part that always hears and always pays attention. But I want you to concentrate on your task. I want you to try not to listen to what I'm saying. I want you to try not to follow my instructions until you've finished your entire task. And then when you've finished, you can listen to me again. Because at that point, you can feel very relaxed, completely relaxed on your perfect paradise island. And your mind naturally will be very open to all the positive suggestions that you can hear. So if you're ready, let's go ahead. Let's begin right now. I want you to start again with the letter A. Imagine being on that island and choosing something just to yourself that begins with the letter A. Choosing something that you'd like to have on that island, paying no attention to me, just choosing something you want to bring. And I want you to try to think of the image of that thing that you chose, or just the word itself. And think about how you would use that item that you'd bring to this island, completely concentrating on your task, taking your time. And when you've chosen one, move on to the next, paying no attention to me whatsoever. Just choose the thing you want to have on that island and imagine using it, seeing what it would feel like, focusing on your task until you've finished and completed all the letters. At that point, you could feel extremely relaxed. With each thing you choose for your new paradise, you're becoming more and more relaxed, more content, happier. With each item that you choose, you're allowing yourself to go even deeper into this content feeling, becoming more open to all the positive things that are happening around you, more relaxed, more receptive. And the closer you get to Z, the deeper into this relaxed, calm and content state you can go. So in this very relaxed state, your subconscious mind is now completely opened and accepting of all the beneficial suggestions you hear. You can allow my voice to just slip into the background as you carry on with your task, fully concentrating on your task. And even though your conscious mind may drift through many different thoughts, choosing many different items, your subconscious is keenly alert to all the positive suggestions you hear. Because in the past, you may have been influenced. You may have been surrounded by negativity, negative remarks, negative feelings, perhaps even the negative actions of people around you, maybe important people in life. Now, we don't have to revisit any specific times or moments that may have affected you, because your subconscious is ready to accept new beliefs, to live in the moment, to work out new solutions. Ready to accept those new beliefs about yourself, the many situations you face, and the world around you. From this moment on, you'll no longer be affected by others' negativity. And in fact, as soon as you hear any kind of destructive talk, or just feel that kind of negative energy, you'll immediately tap into the knowing of what you already know, which is simply that you create the goodness in your world because of good and healthy thoughts. You know it's important to accept, to be grateful of this moment right now that you're in, staying within this moment, experiencing all you can within this time right now, because this is the place you continue to create good decisions which manifest into greatness in your life. So that if you ever find yourself in a place where someone's talking negatively, you won't take this negativity personally. You know that any negativity is just that other person's perspective. It's a reflection of what's going on in their world, their opinion, their point of view. They may be under a lot of pressure themselves. Their opinion may not be what you believe. And if that is the case, you can calmly explain your own opinion while respecting theirs. You're now old enough and wise enough to know who you are. Old enough and wise enough to know what you really believe and what you truly want. You can now move through that day ahead with ease, with comfort, of knowing that when you step into that role of motivation and assertiveness, all your needs become supported. And so you have plenty of space to create the direction of your life. Good health, prosperity, abundance, love and peace. Becoming now intuitively aware of what is right for you. And you can always act upon that. And because of this good nature, this positive outlook and energy, you attract others who radiate that happiness, that goodness, that same direction. Now that you know, life can be a lot more positive. You can feel better. You can sleep more soundly. You can eat healthily. You need no mindless distractions. No excessive negative emotional reactions. Your reactions to life become positive, optimistic, seeking solutions, open to all the goodness and joy that life is giving you. But all the time keeping that keen eye on awareness, on what's going on around you, on being realistic. If something's not working for you, for your profession, you can seek to change it. You can improve it. You can adapt it. You can evolve it. Change becomes easy for you now. Positive change. Because right now, there's nothing at all that you need to do. Right now, in this moment, you can relax, you can let go, you can enjoy peaceful feelings, because in a moment, I'll be talking about an issue that may have been bothering you for quite a while, and you don't need to listen to me, if you don't want to, because your subconscious mind hears everything that is said. And the suggestions can process in the background. Because for a long time now, you've been striving to do your best in most everything you do. Wanting to please those other people around you. Perhaps even seeking perfection in every way. Worried about what others may think. At times, it was almost as though whatever you did was perhaps never quite good enough. And those situations left you with self-doubt. And those little doubts, they left you feeling that you perhaps had more to do in order to prove yourself or be validated. Sometimes those feelings may have caused you to feel frustrated, a bit lost, or stressed, leaving you worrying, sometimes needlessly, about how you could have done better. But deep down inside, I'm sure you know that we all do the best we can, at the time, with the information we have, with the given circumstances. And like anyone else, we're all sometimes prone to making mistakes. And naturally, the most important thing when that happens is to first forgive yourself. Because you're learning. You're learning from any mistakes. And know too that others don't often judge you if you do something wrong. And on the occasion that they do, That's their opinion. Their opinion and their approval. It doesn't matter because no one's perfect. We're all on a journey. A journey of education and discovery. You can accept that you don't get things right all of the time. Nobody does. Because that means there are still things to learn. And now you're open and willing to see new ideas and different ways of thinking and feeling, and this makes you feel good about yourself because you're learning. Going on a new adventure every day, open to learning more every day, learning from those around you. Learning from the many situations life brings to your doorstep. Things change. Your direction can adjust. New skills can develop. New tactics and strategies employed. You're open and aware of all the real situations in life. Clarity becomes easy. Egos put aside. What others think is their concern. You're back there on your mission towards even greater success. You're beginning to feel more and more proud of yourself. Not just now, but in times to come. Noticing every success, however big or small. Each and every day, just going to notice these positive changes, and other people around, they may also notice subtle changes within you. They may be pleasantly surprised at the calm exterior that you can display. But what they probably don't realize is that you're not just outwardly calm. You're now developing this quiet inner confidence as a result of accepting yourself. Now feeling much calmer, much happier than you felt for a long, long time, allowing that to flow through your entire being, just calm, relaxed, at peace with yourself, because you're accepting yourself for the amazing human being that you are. You're a person with high ideals, high aspirations. You're a person with the potential to exceed any limitations that you set for yourself. Without pressure, without frustration, by simply knowing that your best is good enough. And because you're finally beginning to realize this, finally beginning to accept yourself as the wonderful person you are. You don't need to prove to anyone that you can do even better. That's something you can save for yourself. You're a unique individual, one of a kind. So many good qualities. Kind, thoughtful. You often put others first. And those who matter to you, those who really love you, can see this within you. And they admire you for exactly who you are. Not who they think you should be, but for who you are. You don't need to prove anything to anyone. So from now on, you can accept that your best is good enough. That you are good enough. Why would anyone keep striving for more when it causes frustration or despair? If you don't know the answers to a problem or a challenge, then you're quite happy to admit you don't know. Because that's when you can ask someone for help. That's natural. And most people will only be too happy to assist, and if they're not, that's their loss, not yours. That's a reflection on them, not you. To succeed in the way that you want to succeed, it requires balance. Balancing work with rest and with play. Not just physical rest, but a deep, creative, hypnotic rest. For in this calm and relaxed state of mind, you can access all those amazing inner resources that you naturally have. whether you're aware of them or not, you can allow them all to begin to surface in their own special way. You now know that you're good enough, have always been more than good enough. You just didn't always acknowledge this. You can now love yourself, just as you do other people. You can accept yourself just as you do accept those around you. You accept yourself as the unique human being that you are, trusting yourself, trusting in that creative mind of yours, knowing that you're good enough, have always been good enough, and now beginning to accept this idea as one of your own. Allowing yourself to feel so much calmer, more relaxed, more focused, more clear, more comfortable with yourself than you felt for a long time, perhaps. Because no one is better than you. No one. They're simply different. And that's good. That's what makes humans so special, so interesting, because nobody is the same. And when we work together, that's when great things happen. And your subconscious mind now accepts that you are unique. Everyone has their own little quirks, your own special characteristics, mannerisms, those things that draw people to you, the things that make people love you so much. You don't want to be the same as everyone else, and you couldn't be even if you tried. So remind yourself every single day of just how much you are loved and supported and cherished, not by others, but also by the one person that really matters, you. And when you accept yourself on this profound level, a wonderful thing can begin to happen. All those negativities, all those old self-doubts and negative thoughts, they begin to dissolve, they disappear. They're replaced by a new, happier, healthier way of thinking and feeling about you and your place in this life. And you know this is so. It doesn't happen because I say it will happen, it happens because this idea is profoundly yours. It's an intuitive feeling that you now have deep within you, to trust and believe in yourself. Become your own best friend. Face a situation and advise yourself, just as you would a best friend in that same situation. You can hold that head high, greeting and treating yourself warmly, and allowing that natural confidence, that sparkling personality, to shine through. When you smile, the world smiles with you. And you greet and treat others with an equal charm and warmth, and this endears them to you. Find yourself smiling more. Allow that smile to radiate straight from your heart and out to all who you meet. Spread that joy wherever you go. It's as though others become infected by your own natural confidence and that sense of self-belief and self-assurance. They look at you and they know that here's an individual who is at one with themselves. Here's an individual that even realizes that, yes, at times mistakes may be made, but that's what makes us human. From now on, you don't punish yourself needlessly. You learn from any mistakes. There is no failure, only feedback. Science was developed through trial and error. Forgive yourself if you make any mistakes. Forgive yourself in that same moment, just as you also forgive others and seek solutions. Simply realizing that not one of us is infallible. We all make mistakes. So you don't have to prove anything to anyone anymore, because the most important thing in your life is you and your self-respect. And manner doesn't make you self-centered, conceited, or vain. It means that you accept your life holds value. And you have so much to offer the world. And people love you for that. Look after yourself. Treat yourself kindly. After all, how can you expect to care and support anyone else if you can't do it for yourself? Only by loving and accepting yourself can you finally begin to accept and love others. And you do. You also accept that you have weaknesses, as well as profound strength. And you accept that others are the same. And it doesn't make you like people any less. It doesn't make them like you any less either. You're a human being with special qualities, and you accept yourself, and you feel good about you, and feel good about others around. And these suggestions can firmly embed in your subconscious mind, getting stronger every single day, feeling better and happier about yourself. Those suggestions are allowed to lock down, become a foundation of strength. And it's such a wonderful feeling to feel this way. Just letting go of those self-doubts, those misapprehensions. No more fretting over minor situations that you already know you'll deal with differently should they arise again. Because from this day on, you're allowing that confidence to shine. That confidence within yourself, that self-belief that got you to where you are today, that confidence in your abilities, and the self-belief just going steadily stronger, growing stronger than yesterday, but not as strong as it will be tomorrow. You're going to find yourself far less concerned about what other people think of you, what other people's opinions are too, because you'll find you gain a clearer perspective, a better sense of proportion, by beginning to recognize and understand that whatever other people think or feel is simply their concern. It's part of their lives, part of their attitudes. Because in the past, you've been unfairly judged. We all have been at some point. In the future too, you may be misjudged, as we all may be. But that misjudgment doesn't change a thing. It doesn't actually change anything. It doesn't alter any facts. It doesn't change the real you. If someone misjudges you, that's their own error. It's their own error of judgment. They've made the mistake. And naturally, you don't mind allowing other people to make mistakes because that's how they learn. You don't mind people being wrong sometimes because you know deep down what's true inside of yourself. You understand your true integrity. What others imagine they see is simply the product of their own experiences of life. They're seeing life through their own filters, their own attitudes, their own fears, their expectations, their thoughts. Just their thoughts. Nothing more than their own thoughts. You're not responsible for those things at all. So it's worth remembering that nothing we see or hear, or even imagine that we see or hear, can change us. Nothing that we perceive in the outside world can hurt us or alter us. Only by acting upon these things can do that. Nothing that we see or hear can hurt us or change us. Even what I'm saying to you now can't change you. Only you reacting to these things can do that. Only acting and reacting upon the things that we see and hear can we ever change. And we have free choice to decide whether or not to act upon things. And simply thinking about things is acting upon them. And we have free choice to decide which things to act upon, which things to react to, and of course, which things to ignore, which things to let go. And the things that you choose to ignore, the things that you choose to let go, will become a matter of complete indifference to you. the things that you choose to simply let go will always remain a complete matter of indifference as you allow yourself to simply relax into the present moment. And as you relax, I want you to remember, I want you to reflect, I want you to think upon what an amazing person you are. I want you to think about all that you've achieved. Think about everything you've accomplished in life so far. And you did this by relying on your amazing mind, that willpower, that natural ability to grow, to progress, to learn, to seek solutions, to become stronger and more capable within every day. I'd like you to think about how easy and natural this mindset is for you. Because you've been doing this since the moment you were born. You came into this life programmed for success. And you've had much more than you could have ever imagined. First you learned to crawl, then to walk, perhaps later learned to ride a bike, even later drive a car. When you were born, you didn't know how to speak. But in a short time, expressing yourself with words became second nature. You're now able to express yourself in even more complex ways, even without words. Learning to do so has come naturally to you. You were born to grow. You were born to succeed. Think about some of the years in school, some of the challenges that you overcame, perhaps some of the subjects that you enjoyed. Every success, no matter how small, it was built upon the last stepping stones. I'd like you to remember with pride all of those situations that you encountered and how many of them became experiences which you could take great pleasure from. You've continued to grow. You've made friends, colleagues. You've held jobs. You've experienced so many wonderful things along your journey because it's in your nature to grow, to learn, to adapt, to progress, to seek out, to enjoy new experiences in life, to have that adventure, to create an interesting and satisfying day every day of your life, just as you've completed so many successes in the past. This pattern is natural. It's been within you ever since you were born. You were born to continually grow, to succeed, and the same pattern still exists in life. And it will continue for as long as it's useful to you. You will continue to seek out those successes each and every day, feeling confident and in control of what you choose to do within your life. Realize now that what your mind can conceive, your mind can achieve. And you realize that you deserve to achieve this greatness. Greatness as a reward for your efforts. That whatever you desire, it can happen. If you give it your full attention, that full commitment, you'll succeed in all you undertake. You have within you this amazing computer system, your mind. And it has abilities far beyond anything you could even imagine. So allow these abilities to naturally show themselves. Allow that creativity to open up. Allow that creative thinking to burst forth. Because now is your time, and you deserve all that life has to offer. Being confident, calm, and in control of your thoughts and actions. So as you really begin to become more enhanced with greater confidence, greater calmness, enjoying this relaxation, you'll find that your inner mind can create its own solutions. Your inner mind can create its own solutions to any challenges you've been experiencing. Perhaps recently, or in the long ago past. Your inner mind can begin to create its own solutions to any of those challenges. And even as you listen to the sound of my voice, you'll find your mind wandering into its own storeroom of memories to uncover any situations that may have caused you some difficulty in the past. And your mind can also begin to discover strategies that you know have been useful for you to become successful in the past. Your mind may venture even deeper into the depths of your subconscious mind, where your creative self resides, now waiting patiently for a chance to dream up new solutions. So I want you to think now about the most recent troubling challenge, something that you've recently been experiencing. And it doesn't matter how big or small that challenge is. Allow your mind to present this particular challenge to you now. Whichever challenge you think of first, that's the right one. And I want you to really tune into that challenge, because it may really be trying to tell you something very useful about you, or your life, or the decisions you make, or how you behave. And as you do this, as you begin to focus in, to tune in on that challenge, an interesting thing can begin to happen. Your awareness of the entire situation, from all perspectives, your awareness of this whole situation begins to increase as you allow yourself to stand face to face with that challenge, seeing it from all angles. Perhaps you've experienced before that aha moment, the eureka moment, the time when you know something without knowing exactly how you know it, but you just know it anyway. It's as if suddenly everything's allowed to become crystal clear, as those deepest feelings and thoughts behind that challenge of yours begins to rise up to the surface. And you stand face to face with the key to the door that will open your mind to new solutions. And as you stand there, you begin to realize with clarity, with deeper understanding, some of the reasons you've been having this challenge placed before you. And as that awareness is allowed to increase, you see the lesson behind this challenge. You see the lesson within this situation. Something you have to learn, some way you have to adapt or change or think differently. You begin to feel that perhaps there's a more constructive way of solving this challenge. Perhaps there's a new way of tackling this situation. Perhaps a better way of expressing your feelings and needs. So let's go ahead and create some new realities, some new reactions that will benefit you. I'm going to be quiet for a few moments to allow your subconscious dreaming mind to focus on this challenge and to create some new alternative reactions. New alternative reactions to that old destructive pattern of blockage or shutdown or stress or worry. I want you to let your mind get a little creative. Let your mind dream up some new ways for you to think or feel or behave when you're faced with these old situations or challenges, or when you feel that old out-of-date worry and stress creeping up on you. Allow yourself right now in this moment to create a couple of different ways, a couple of different beneficial alternatives, new ways for you to behave, or new things to think about, or new ways to react to replace any of that old worry when faced with this challenge again. I'll give you a few moments to allow you to think of a couple of alternative ways. Alternatives to the way that you currently react to this challenge or any situation that makes you anxious or worried or nervous. Perhaps you could simply use 3 deep breaths to calm yourself down initially. Perhaps you can allow any old emotions to release so that you can be right there present in the situation without fear or anger or frustration or suffering or any other emotional reaction. Perhaps you can see your immediate reaction as part of the past. And you can instantly step into a new powerful version of yourself. It's up to you. It's up to your imagination. So take your time right now. Take your time right now. I'll give you a few moments for your dreaming mind to create up a couple of different ways to think, feel, or react when faced with the most current challenge you're facing. I'll give you a few moments and then I'll start talking again. Okay, now I want you to thank your subconscious mind for helping you in this way. And at the same time as doing that, I'd like you to now select the new alternative behavior, the new alternative reaction, the new thought, the new feeling, the new reaction. Select whichever one feels the most attractive to you, whichever one would be the easiest for you to carry out when faced with this particular challenge. Select the new alternative behavior that's easiest for you to carry out. And I want you to allow your mind to project itself into a future date, not so far away, but nonetheless a future date, a date when you're faced with this original challenge. Or perhaps the feelings that caused the challenge. Project yourself to a future date when you're faced with this challenge, but this time, see yourself responding in your new way. Imagine watching the situation unfold like a movie on a big screen in front of you. Watch that situation unfold. And when you can see the situation happening, when you can see that challenge playing out like a movie on that screen in front of you, I want you to imagine jumping into that movie, jumping yourself into that movie and feeling yourself right there within the experience, but this time experiencing calmness, feeling cool, calm and collected, assertive, full of clarity. With this strong sense of achievement, because you're now using a new, healthier, more acceptable response. And I want you to play that movie through with you inside that movie. Play that movie through and watch as the situation unfolds. Feel how it feels to respond in your new way. And notice how it feels. If it doesn't feel exactly right for you, then you can select another alternative. You can select one of your other alternatives that your mind has created. But if this reaction does feel good, then I'd like you to use this new pattern of response whenever you experience the old situation. Use this new pattern of response whenever you experience that challenge. And the more you choose this new response and your new ways of thinking and feeling and acting, the stronger this response will become, the more natural and automatic it will happen. From this point forward, you are taking responsibility for your actions. You and no longer making any excuses for any actions or placing any blame with anyone else, you take responsibility. You're becoming truthful with yourself, especially in the area of your actions. You now own them, every one of them. You alone are responsible for what you do. Whether you are experiencing happiness or indeed difficulties within your life, you realize that these feelings come from within you. So you're now able to look inside, to go beyond the surface, and then even a little bit further. By looking deep down inside yourself and becoming honest with yourself, you realize that you no longer have to worry about something in the future that may or may not happen, some challenge that you can handle differently. You no longer need to make any kind of excuses. You have this new power source within you now, this new confidence within you, and that gives you immense strength deep down inside, the strength to smash through any and every single bit of negativity, anywhere and at any time. You realize that in order to change your situation, in order to change anything within your life, that change begins with you. And you realize that by being absolutely honest, by facing the truth about yourself, about what's happening right here and right now in the moment, that only then can change take place. You realize that who you are today is a direct result of the decisions you made yesterday. And who you'll become tomorrow is entirely dependent on the decisions you make now, today. You're now able to take the time to examine yourself, your situation, become aware of the situation around you, to examine your entire life, to find the things that make you feel upset or frustrated or puzzled or angry. And once you've found these things, you're able to change your reactions to them. And in doing so, adapt and progress. From this moment forward, these are the new life-changing steps that you embrace willingly, happily, to find that success in every area of life. You now take the time and the effort to examine yourself, just looking inside, facing the realistic truth about yourself, your situations, and your reactions, taking responsibility for your entire actions. No longer making any excuses, or shying away, or hiding away. Not blaming any other person, parents, friends, society, history for any situations or your actions. You are now in control. You're responsible for your own destiny. And these suggestions are firmly in place and embedded in your subconscious mind, just getting stronger and stronger every single day. You're back in control. So in a moment, I'm naturally going to count you back up to normal conscious awareness. At the count of five, you can feel fully wide awake, fully alert, fully refreshed, allowing these suggestions to work immediately for you. And as the deeper part of your mind accepts and acts upon the suggestions that you've created and that you've received today, you find yourself becoming so much more confident and clear and open and progressive in everyday life, becoming much more aware of all situations around you and choosing the beneficial alternative reactions, feeling happier, more relaxed, at ease with everyone and every situation you encounter. And the suggestions I've given, the positive statements you've listened to and absorbed, give you extra strength to just grow stronger and stronger every single day, feeling better, happier, healthier than you felt for a long, long time. And these new thoughts and these new feelings, they last, they persist, they get stronger and stronger from this moment forward. these are the new life-changing steps that you embrace willingly to find that happiness, to find that success back in life once again, and you take the time and the effort to examine yourself, looking deep down inside. You are in control. So getting ready now to really notice the difference of coming back up and out into fully awakened consciousness on the count of five. In 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open on 5. Wide awake. Take a nice deep breath. Have a stretch if you want. Welcome back.